Let's talk to the commentators Malachy O'Doherty and Jude Collins. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Vinny. Morning, Jude.
Malachy, has Brexit and the Brexit vote scared a lot of people beyond ever wanting to even consider this in relation to the information they have before they go and put that pen to paper in that booth?
That's a long question. Brexit has changed the minds of people who were moderate nationalists, and these are the people that Theresa May said might shift the balance. So they're not people very much that Declan Kearney would be speaking for. But they have changed their minds, many of them. I have changed my mind. I was a journalist commenting against the idea of, against the Republican movement, against the idea of a united Ireland over many years. Brexit now opens a very real possibility for me that I would vote for a united Ireland. And I am meeting people who are thinking like me every day. I'm not saying that a vote tomorrow would carry. I'm not saying that a vote even in 7 years would carry. I don't know. But I do know that very large numbers of people who would not have voted for a united Ireland 2 years ago would vote for it now, and I'm by one of them.
You include yourself, so you would now vote for United
Ireland. I'm not
Ireland.
Saying for sure I would want to look at it. I don't think we want to jump blindly into something the way Britain jumped into Brexit, pulling us with them. I think that's clearly quite a ludicrous move that Britain made, and it would, the lesson learned from that is that we should not do anything as reckless.
Would you want to wait, Malachy, to see what actually happens as a result of Brexit and where we are in a few years' time down the line?
Yeah, and I noticed that Declan Kearney changed his mind essentially, actually in the middle of that interview, because he started off by saying that he wanted a referendum right now, you know, and then ended up by saying that 7 years ahead would be a good time for it. I think we have to see how Brexit pans out. I certainly think if Brexit pans out badly, and in the context of the kind of general insult to Irishness implied within the whole thing, and the realisation that England, you know, leads in this union and we don't count for anything, I think in that context, wait and see what happens, how this thing works out, and then if we don't like the shape of Brexit, then we can vote ourselves back into the European Union through a border poll.
One of the timeframes that Declan mentioned there, Malachy, was up to 7 years. So what do you think would happen if they announced a referendum, a poll today for something that would happen in 7 years' time? Do you think that would be good or bad for politics?
I think it would be destabilising. I think the whole thing is destabilising, but we didn't create this problem. The Brexit vote created this problem. I think unionism is now in an extremely precarious position. I think Arlene Foster's ludicrous claim that she would leave the country if there was a united Ireland sets an example of an attitude which could create what in Rhodesia they used to call it the chicken run. You know, if it becomes a real possibility that there's a united Ireland in a referendum in 7 years, then certainly some unionists are going to leave Northern Ireland. And if that was to build into a rush over a fear about house prices, perhaps, or pensions, then you would see it becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy.
All right, Malachy O'Doherty, stay there for me if you can. We'll talk to Jude Collins and we'll take your call 03030 80 55 55 after your news headlines with Amory. Let's talk to Gareth Burns. Good morning, Gareth.
Good morning, Vinny. I was just ringing up to say that what we are forgetting really is that what Theresa May said was done within the context of her trying to maintain the structural integrity of the whole of the UK, because if this is what she said, it was done before the Scottish Parliament voted, you know, for with regards to the EU withdrawal bill. Because that's what we need within the UK. We actually need parity across all the different areas of the UK. Wales has actually approved the EU withdrawal bill, and Theresa May is anticipating that it's going to get even more messy, because the Scottish Parliament is saying now that it wants, you know, to provide consent for the EU withdrawal bill. So, you know, that's where all of this arose from. And, you know, where we are missing, where we are lacking, is not having an assembly in place.
OK, Gareth Burns, thank you very much. Jude Collins, sorry to keep you waiting.
That's OK.
I don't know if you can answer this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Does the South want us? You know, how confident can we be that they would actually vote to unite?
Well, there are certainly what were called West Brits sons of the border. There's no doubt about that. In fact, there are some of them who are going to be having royal wedding parties over the next few days. But to get back to the point, this whole thing has blown up because Theresa May responded to Jacob Rees' blog by saying she wasn't confident that the poll wouldn't be successful for United Ireland. I'm just wondering if that's the same thing as believing that a majority want to have a referendum, because that's the criteria, and that's what we're told the Secretary of State must have.
Yes.
Confidence that there can be a successful vote for a United Ireland.
Are you doubtful, Jude, that we've got to that stage?
Well, I'm not sure. I think Maliki's right that that's the direction the current is flowing. But I really think something that wasn't mentioned this morning that I've heard mentioned elsewhere, and that is the Secretary of State really should lay out the criteria that she is using, or actually it's Theresa May, but well, we have to say that it's Karen Bradley, the criteria she would use for calling or not calling a referendum. Because we don't know when she... It's at her wish. So she could say, well, I'm feeling a bit tired today. I don't think I'll bother having a referendum. Or she could have good, clear reason. We deserve to know what are the criteria she's setting out. A couple of other quick points, Vinnie. The Good Friday Agreement said that when a majority of people here vote, and in the South, vote for United Ireland, that the constitutional change will occur. That is a majority in the North and a majority in the South. It doesn't say anything about a majority of unionists.
So you mean like 50% plus one, or what would it actually need
exactly,
to be?
Exactly. That's what the Good Friday Agreement says. Now, I would add to that immediately that I'd be totally behind the idea that the nationalists and Republicans have a job of work to do to convince many unionists that their future lies with the United Ireland. But if we believe in the Good Friday Agreement, then we've got to say it's 50 plus one.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want that, but that's what the law states.
Maliki O'Doherty, how contentious would that be here? Because you're kind of also saying that almost half of people here wouldn't want it as well.
That's right, and that mirrors the situation in Britain with Brexit as well. Half the people don't want it, and yet you get it anyway. You're right in the legal situation. I really worry about the state of unionism. Unionism is about to celebrate the centenary of Northern Ireland. You know, a state founded on the basis of the idea that it would have a Protestant majority. I mean, I think James Craig was offered Donegal, Cavan and Monaghan and said no, because if that was the case, you would have a 45% Catholic population, and that would be ungovernable. We're now past that point here within the actual six county boundaries. So I think unionism is in a truly powerless state. It does not know how to frame the future. It cannot celebrate its Northern Ireland as a Protestant state, because that's an absurdity, that's an anachronism.
Do you have any doubt at all at this point, Maliki, that we will have a United Ireland at some point? Are you that sure?
Oh no, I'm not that sure. I don't know that we'll have a United Ireland. I just know that an awful lot more people would vote for it post-Brexit than would have thought of doing so.
Do you know any unionists that would vote for it, Maliki?
Well, I don't know. I certainly know Protestants who are thinking that way, but they maybe wouldn't call themselves unionists. Or people out of the Protestant community, they probably wouldn't call themselves Protestants either. Robin Swan was very interesting, because Robin was saying something that David Trimble was saying 20 years ago, that other unionists were saying, that you had to sell the union, the membership of the UK, to moderate nationalists. But actually, what you end up with is unionist parties which still rely on a virtually exclusive Protestant vote. I mean, that is suicidal in their own terms.
It's difficult to sell membership of the UK when they're not completely sure what that will mean post-Brexit.
Well, that's it. But who banjacks that as well but the DUP? You know, I mean, essentially, you know, if, you know, a lot of people who were nationalists, Catholics, whatever, in Northern Ireland, didn't want to push towards a United Ireland because they thought we have our Protestant neighbours who are totally opposed to this. We would even have the potential for violence if we push on that. So let's just settle within a civic space in which we're reasonably comfortable. Brexit, supported by unionism, was a refusal of reciprocation of that.
You know, you might have. I would have thought a lot of people would have been thinking before Brexit, well, I wouldn't dump unionists into United Ireland if that's not where they want to go and if they're that serious about it. But maybe they will think the same way about how important the European Union is to those who identify as Irish in Northern Ireland.
Okay.
And they didn't give that a thought.
Well, Jude Collins, I mentioned this to Declan Kearney, the president of Sinn Féin, Mary Lou McDonald, saying that Sinn Féin, they want to convince their unionist brothers and sisters that a united Ireland is the best way forward. How do they do that?
Well, I think Declan Kearney's thing about, I think he said up to 7 years. I think myself, I would say something between 3 and 5 years, because Brexit, as Malachy has intimated, changes everything. We don't know what way that's going to work out, but all the signs are that it's not going to be good. And in fact, over the last few months even, the whole case for an economic unity on the island of Ireland has been accepted by virtually everyone. And that's a very powerful argument in itself. There will be people, of course, who will be still prepared to, even in the face of economic hardship, to say we want to remain British. But it's beginning to look more and more doubtful, along with the demographics, that this will be the case. So I think let's wait for 3 to 5 years. Call the date of the referendum, and that will help to concentrate minds. Let's watch how the outworkings of Brexit occur here, how it affects the economy. And I think an awful lot of people do believe that if we have a hard Brexit, we're going to suffer.
Okay.
And if people here are left with a choice, whether they're unionists or whether they're nationalists or Republicans, if they're left with a choice between being in the EU and having some degree of economic security and being a part of Britain where things are really going seriously wrong, I think I know what the answer to that will be.
Okay, Jude Collins and Malachy O'Doherty, thank you very much. Let's go back to the phones. Harry in Belfast. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, Vinny.
What do you think?
Vinny, I have a few points on this. I'll just be very quick and brief because I know other people will probably want to get online. I don't think that Nationalists and Republicans have at all really considered the likely Protestant stroke unionist reaction to the United Ireland. I mean, if you look at the flag protest that there were just because the Union flag was drawn down and restricted to designated days, I think that there's a serious possibility that some unionists would resort to civil unrest or even violence, which I would totally condemn. I also think that there's a number of people would feel like Arlene Foster and would leave, and that would cause a collapse of house prices, which would affect nationalists and Republicans as much as it would affect unionists.
What would you do, Harry?
I would probably leave.
You would vote to remain part of the UK, and if it didn't go that way, you would want to leave?
I would.
Where would you go?
Probably the UK.
That's a ticket you're from here, Harry. You've grown up here.
Yes, all my life.
And tell me why you'd want to leave.
I wouldn't feel comfortable living in an All-Ireland Republic.
And what would be making you feel uncomfortable? What element, or is it the uncertainty that you have now that's making you feel like that?
I think that, you know, that there would be undoubtedly serious civil unrest.
Okay.
And that would, can I just make a couple other very quick points, can I?
Very quickly, because there's lots more waiting to get on.
Very quick. I mean, firstly, if there was serious civil unrest by a section of the Protestant unionist community, who would police that in the event of United Ireland? Would the Garda come up and start?
Well, if it was United Ireland, I would assume, Harry, and I don't know, but I would assume that you would have the same police. There would be a United Police Force, but I don't know.
Can hardly control the crime that's going on at the minute. I mean, they're totally inequipped and understaffed to control civil unrest.
Okay.
Who would pay for that?
Well, I suppose, Harry, that is one of many questions that people will have, and they will want to make that or have that information before they would make that decision. John in Ballycarry, is that John?
Ballycarry it is, Vinnie. Yes.
Where is that?
Indeed.
I should know, but I'm bad with geography.
Just between Wakehead and Larne.
Right, well, what do you think?
Up on the hill. What do I think? Well, Declan Kearney was on there this morning, wanting to hold out the hand of friendship to the unionists, his unionist brothers and sisters,
yes,
as he says. Well, maybe he could start by recognising Northern Ireland. His whole party refuses to say Northern Ireland. It sticks in their throat. There was an example of what would happen if there was United Ireland. I don't see that ever coming. There was a hotel in Donegal last week, wanted to do a party for the royal wedding this week, and they had to cancel it because the Republicans
I did see that story, John. But there, as far as I'm aware, RTE is showing the wedding, the ceremony.
Yes, RTE is, yes, because they are a state television company.
Yeah. But I would assume they're showing it because they think people want to watch it.
Exactly, people do want to watch it. But the Republican side of the community are refusing, and they made that hotel stop doing it.
Also, no, well, I don't know if it was the entire Republican side of the community. It was there were some people that didn't want it to happen. You could say the fact that their state broadcaster is showing the whole thing suggests some people do want to see it. John, I just want to move on to get another call in before we have to go to a different item. Sean in Enniskillen. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Benny. You've done a very good job with this programme.
Oh, thank you.
It started off with one little word, if.
Hmm.
If Theresa May, if what you said is accurate. And you said, I think you said accurate, and I think Declan said that's right.
Yeah, well, this is what's been reported, the conversation. This is reported in the Times newspaper, so we can go on what was reported there.
What I would say to Declan, the only word that matters here is if he would go back to Stormont, send Sinn Féin back to Stormont, and if the people of this country, the North, or Northern Ireland, are important to him, get back and deliver the goods. Maliki also said, we didn't bring this on ourselves. Well, maybe somebody could explain to me why unionists, nationalists, Republicans, loyalists, whatever you want to call them, orange and green, have been killing themselves, each other, for 20 years. You know, we definitely brought it on ourselves.
Do you think, Sean, just in relation finally to the referendum, do you think any of us have enough information to really make an informed decision at this point?
About a united Ireland?
Yeah, if there was a referendum tomorrow, do any of us at this point in 2018 have enough information about what that would mean for us all?
No, because we haven't got broad enough minds. And that's the biggest problem. You know, we're still, you have to be honest with each other, first and foremost.
Okay.
We're still Protestant Catholic. Nationalist, unionist, and until that's resolved through something like education, integrated education, for example, will bring us to a place where we will have an understanding of each other.
Okay, Sean, we'll leave it there, but thank you for that. Thanks to my guests this morning as well.